Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Are you okay, David?
You can't see it?
I can't see. I can see you looking slightly constipated. Are you going to cry? Why are you crying? What happened?
Roger got into the green container.
Oh, crap. Really? I told you to throw that container away.
I was going to throw it away.
You've been going to throw it away for 4 years.
Well, doesn't matter now.
There's a reason you don't open the green container.
Doesn't matter now.
I'm sorry, man. Do we need to... I have a little jewelry box. Could put Roger in that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to put him in a little boat.
In a boat? You want to give him a Viking funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah? We can do that. Yeah. Should we maybe have done that before the show?
I guess, but I mean, the expert's here now, and we can't really do it now.
He is. So, Roger was David's pet praying mantis.
Best friend.
And apparently is now deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. David, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Are you sure you want to record now?
Yeah,
you
no,
just
we
need
to
take a minute or
no, I need something here, you know?
All right. It's okay to be sad. You can have emotions. It's fine.
I know. I just
Son, I admire your perseverance and your fortitude.
Thanks. I just, you know, I've been feeling a change, and then this happened, and I need something real to happen. So we're gonna do this and get something real out of it.
Okay. So, I mean, your connection with your pet is real.
Yeah. Friend?
Friend, pet?
Yes. Companion. So, True Believers, we're here this week. Welcome to Freak of the Week. You just heard, the news. I don't want to talk about it.
It's okay to talk about your feelings, David. It's okay to not be strong. You can.
Look,
Rob, I would have a tendency to disagree, but.
Okay. Of course you would.
We're going to talk about this week about, social justice sirens. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Okay. Social justice sirens. I didn't get your name before the show. I was kind of distracted. I'm sorry.
I understand. Son, my name is Dr. Garth Brierson.
Garth Brierson.
Yes, I'm from the Institute of American Justice and Freedom.
Institute of American Justice
and Freedom.
That is correct.
Where'd you get your doctorate, Dr. Brierson? Just out of curiosity.
I got it right here in the United States of America, young lady.
Okay.
And I would like to
narrow it down a bit.
I would like to thank you, Dr. Hickney and Elizabeth.
I'm not a doctor, and she is a doctor.
I am, yeah.
Huh. Strange. All right.
Actually, a doctor three times over.
Yeah, three times a doctor.
Huh. Right. Okay. Well, anyway, yes, thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Yes. And as you say, we're here to talk about the social justice sirens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been... an event which has been plaguing our nation recently.
And yeah, thank goodness.
What?
Excuse me?
I said thank goodness. It's about time. You can call him whatever you want, but
well,
it's about damn time.
Young lady, if you knew exactly what was going on behind the scenes, I don't think you would be so glib about this.
Oh, why don't you explain to me what's going on behind the scenes, Dr. Brierson?
Well, certainly I shall. Basically, these social justice sirens are... women, people of color, other, shall we say, non-traditional Americans.
Non-traditional Americans?
That is correct.
Can you define a traditional American for me?
Well,
for our listeners.
Traditional American, who's someone who hews very closely to American values as we've come to know and understand
like
them.
Native Americans? That sounds like a traditional American.
Again, name. I would ask you not to be glib when I'm speaking, miss.
That wasn't glib.
No, I'm talking about a traditional American, the men who have made this country, who have built it, and made it the great land that it is.
So, the forefathers.
That is correct. Okay. The forefathers amongst them. So, we're now starting to see quite a number of non-traditional people who are taking positions of power in this country, and it has been something that has been of great concern to our institute, because what we're realizing is that this is not the natural order of things. There must be something devious at play here.
Of course.
Oh.
Yes. So our doctors at the Institute has isolated the social justice sirens. Some kind of alien infiltration, some kind of species, if you will, who have been taking positions of powers away from traditional Americans. I mean, the statistics are all there, if you can take a look at them. There have been, a great number of these sirens, especially in the last election year, who have taken power in this country, a great increase in them. There have been, a loss of traditional American values. Our standing in the marketplace is at concern here. There's been a 30% reductions in erections within America itself. A troubling statistic.
He did. He just said erections, which is interesting considering all of the erectile dysfunction medication that is out there readily available.
Why?
Exactly, which is all part of the plague. It's all part of the plan of these social justice sirens to emasculate the great American male.
Why this week of all weeks?
Sir, I think you can understand that this is a problem.
Oh, I didn't schedule Roger.
I know you didn't schedule. I told you we could cancel the show.
You can't cancel the show.
Sir, we cannot cancel this. This is of utmost importance to America.
Traditional American.
He's talking about white men.
I know what he's talking about. You said traditional American values.
That is correct, sir.
So
we're seeing an erosion of it
on all
fronts.
All traditional American values, like any value that we've had traditionally in the United States.
What do you consider traditional American
values?
That's a
good question.
Well, Little Miss.
Oh, there's God.
Some, Little Miss, yeah.
She's going to stab you in the face.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but I was in the Marines myself.
Of course you were.
Thank you for your service, but...
You're welcome.
I'm not.
And I'm glad you acknowledge that. But some great traditional American values, such as having a strong patriarchal structure, which is necessary to implement all of the great values of freedom that we can have throughout our country. We had so many diverse leaders, in our government before these times.
Diverse leaders?
Diverse all the way from Mitch McConnell to Mitt Romney. There were so, so many different viewpoints. But American viewpoints.
Mitch McConnell looks like a turtle.
He really does.
The turtle is a great American animal, sir.
Turtles are lovely. I do happen to like turtles.
I will not have you disparaging the great senator from Kentucky in that way.
Did you just call him great?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh.
A great American.
Oh, I'm in pain.
You scheduled this person, David.
You don't have to rub it in.
Yes, I do.
I'm
I need you
mourning.
To know. I know you are, but I also need you to know that your actions have consequences. For instance, not throwing away the green container for 4 years.
Lady and gentlemen, I really cannot stress, I cannot emphasize enough how important this is. This is not something that we can ignore. This is not some kind of fake crisis like climate change. This is something which is important to us as a country. I beg of you to pay attention to what I am saying.
Climate change isn't a fake crisis. We talked about sentient plastic weeks ago.
David, you let this person in my house, and for that I will never forgive you. I've forgiven you a lot of things. I don't know if I can forgive this.
I did not know that this was what this guy was going to be talking about.
I keep telling you, you need to actually talk to these people before you bring them over.
I guess. Jesus.
Yes.
So, traditional, like, the Trail of Tears was just traditionally American. What is that something you're okay with? You want to bring back stuff like
that? Are you disparaging our great president, Andrew Jackson?
Yes.
The man who is on the $20 bill?
For now. He's leaving. Thank God.
Sir, I thought
is
you
he?
Were an
yeah.
American.
Who's replacing him?
They're going, it was, they're talking about Harriet Tubman, maybe.
Oh. That'll piss people off. I love it.
Sir, could you control your sister?
No, he can't. He has absolutely no control over me whatsoever.
I couldn't even if I wanted to, but B, she is her own person.
I see. Is she married?
Perhaps
we should ask her husband about that.
Oh, let's not.
He's not home.
Let's not.
You two would like each other, though, I think.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Is he a good American?
No.
He is an American.
Excellent.
He's not good.
Well, we may disagree on that, sir, but what is of primary import is that we concentrate on the scourge which is sweeping
scourge.
The nation. Scourge, I say.
Scourge.
Yes. Scourge.
Yes. Now, so, I assume you've heard about this before.
You haven't really talked about the thing at all. You've just been going on your soapbox over there about traditional American values.
That is correct, sir. And it is just that erosion of those values, which we have been fearing for so long, that is now finally coming into the public light.
Okay.
Sir, can you not see this? These sirens, these demons are replacing...
Wait, are they sirens or are they demons?
Sir, I'm not going to mince words with you.
Okay.
These creatures, whatever you would like to call them, are disrupting the fabric of our very existence. We cannot countenance such people in positions of power. The populace has been deluded by their siren calls. Their communist, socialist siren calls.
Communist, socialist siren calls.
That is correct.
What are you talking about?
The populace has been lulled, I tell you, lulled by a false sense of security.
Because we're voting more of them in
them.
Office.
Who's them? This is my question.
Non-traditional Americans, women, people of color.
Sirens, sir.
Wait, are you talking about actual sirens or are you just talking about women and people of color?
The second one is what he's talking
about. Sir, they are but one and the same.
Are you saying my sister here is a siren because
she's a
woman? She
could very well be. She could very well be.
Oh, my God.
The way she has been talking, sir, I would not
with
put
confidence.
It past you.
And knowledge.
She is upending.
Upending.
Everything that we hold dear, sir.
How?
I beg you.
Who's we?
You and I.
I don't know.
Traditional Americans.
I definitely don't hold the same thing.
Middle-aged white dudes is what he's trying to say.
I'm not middle-aged.
Potato, potato.
Yes, you are.
I don't, I'm pretty sure I don't have the same values as you do.
We're also a low-carb household, so don't talk about potatoes or potatoes.
No.
You find levity in this, ma'am?
I mean, it's something that I deal with every day as a siren. So, yeah, I do find a bit of levity in the ridiculousness of you feeling like you're losing any sort of power.
Dr. Hickney, I don't believe that we
can be fully forthright.
He's still not a doctor.
With each other.
She's a doctor.
I am.
What? Forthright? How so?
Well, with this siren in our midst.
Okay, she's my sister. She's not a siren.
And I believe your judgment has been clouded.
He can call me a siren if he likes. I've been called a lot worse things.
Well, that's fine. I don't
and
like
if,
it, though.
And if sirens destroy men, then sure.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, Dr. Hickney.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly when what you're talking... I still am not 100% sure what you're talking about.
She and her cistern would like to destroy...
A cistern?
Destroy traditional American manhood.
Basically, what he's saying is he's afraid of me.
What? I am not
and
afraid.
All women,
I am mobilized.
You're afraid of women?
He's a terrified
woman. I am not afraid of women.
Yes, you
Dude,
are.
Dude, women are the best.
Sir, I think your judgment has been clouded.
My wife is awesome. My sister's pretty great.
Your wife's not really that awesome.
I mean, she was taken by the mole people, which not
she
her,
left
not her
you,
fault.
David. She
Tell
left
me about
you.
These mole people.
They're mole people.
Could somebody get that, please?
Is that? Did Mark leave an extra phone?
I guess he left a phone. I don't know. It's not my phone.
Yeah. Well, I believe actually that is a siren call of you being told to wake up.
Wake up to what?
Wake up to the fact that you are being compromised.
How am I being compromised?
You're being
I
compromised
still get to do whatever
by
the hell
these,
I want.
These sirens.
How so? You still haven't really given me a reason.
Because they are usurping positions of power. They are dismantling
usurping,
the hierarchy.
You're talking about women in power. They've been voted in then. It's not like they're just like walking in and going, hey, I'm taking this job.
Which we should totally do. Same.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree. This is all an influx of communism and socialism at its basis level.
Sounds like an influx of democracy.
Sir, were the founding fathers were just that. Fathers. That is what true democracy is. The will of the people to elect people who should be in power.
Yeah. You just said people. You didn't say men.
I believe we all know what we're talking about.
I think we all know what you're talking about. I don't know if it's a good thing.
David, I'm a little disappointed that this is somehow new to you.
I thought we were simpatico. I thought that we would be able to discuss this
simpatico?
Like two reasonable American men.
There are three Americans in this room, and you're talking to me like the other one's not in the room, and...
Well,
right
I am sorry about your praying mantis, but...
Oh, my God. He just reminded me of Roger. Damn it. We're going to take a break, and we'll probably be back, I think.
I untwisted
is it
a little
Is it all the
bit.
Way in?
Yes.
That's better.
Hello. My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable.
This is so stupid. Why am I here?
Did you guys just fist each other? I can't believe all the
things that you say. There's actually guys who will nurse off their wives for a sign of intimacy. You're lucky if you
have family or friends. Well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant? By the time
that they get to the end. No one told me about the worm part. You're unfucking relatable. But that's not for me.
Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief. Well, that's weird. I'm going to go away so you can't see up my skirt.
What am I going to do with all this chocolate hummus?
Throw it away? It's expired.
That seems like a waste.
Well, you should have eaten it then.
Well, it was for Roger.
A mantis, A, doesn't eat hummus, and B, doesn't need a 5-pound tub of it.
He loved it. I got him as much
he
as
he was like half an ounce. He didn't need that much hummus. I'm surprised you didn't kill him before now.
I didn't.
I'm sorry, David. I want you to be in mourning, but I also want you to be able to take responsibility for your actions. This is what happens.
Why don't we just go back to Garth so I don't...
Oh, sure. Let's talk to Garth. What's up, Garth?
I don't like the tone in your voice. It seems
I don't
as though
like
you're being
you.
Sarcastic. Well, ma'am, I'm afraid it's not a question of liking me. I am what represents what's best for this country. As I was stating before, we have seen an influx of horrible things happening over the last few decades.
Horrible.
Horrible.
In the last 3 decades since these sirens have appeared on the scene, mm-hmm. as I'd mentioned before, what? We're seeing a 30% reduction in erections across the board.
I've had no issues.
A 50% increase in rap music.
I mean,
if you can call it that.
Are you talking about
what?
All forms of rap, hip hop included,
with
or
anything?
And there have been a 120% increase in, and you'll have to pardon my language here, sir, tampons that have been available for children to see. Children! Can you believe it?
You don't think
it?
Children should see a tampon? Tampons are Wait, risque somehow?
I'm very confused as to why this is an issue with tampons.
It is just indicative of some of the changes which have been taking place across the board in this great country of ours.
Indicative of... God. You know what? Let's just take a caller.
Let's.
I would agree.
The little red light's been blinking angrily.
Hopefully
for a while.
Will help.
Caller. Vox Populi. We should speak to the people on this.
Yeah.
Sure.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Cynthia Watkins.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, Ms. Watkins.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dakota.
From Dakota. Okay.
Is that a city or one of the states?
It's a state in Illinois, or a city in Illinois.
Of course it is.
No, yes.
I was just calling to say that I am really happy that Dr. Brierson is shedding light on this subject.
What?
Thank you, ma'am.
There have been so many sightings of these sirens, especially in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
All we've ever wanted was a traditional American family.
Of course.
All we've wanted is traditional values. And it seems as though these alien sirens have taken over all of these women. It seems like aliens is the only explanation because, as we know, God made woman from the rib of Adam.
So he did.
And woman would not behave this way if she was not touched by some kind of alien being.
That could very well be the case, ma'am. It sounds like you are a good American who has isolated the nature of the problem.
This is ruining aliens for me.
I have isolated the problem. And that's also why I started that GoFundMe page for the wall at the southern border of the United States.
Oh, that
God
was
bless
you,
ma'am.
Yeah, it's the only way to keep out all aliens, foreign and domestic.
You think that...
Excellent.
Border wall will keep out... Domestic aliens.
What is a domestic
alien?
How
does that work?
They're the ones that are taking over all of our women's brains.
You do understand.
Those are some of the worst ones.
It's terrifying because we all know women's brains are significantly smaller.
Oh, God.
They can't do as much processing as male brains.
God. I just want to point out that domestic alien is a contradiction.
I'm not sure what that means. As I said, I was not allowed to go to any kind of schooling. That's why I got married, okay?
Okay, so you're...
Thank God for women like you, man.
You weren't,
Thank you,
you
Dr.
Weren't,
Brierson.
You weren't allowed to get any schooling.
It's not that I'm not allowed. It's that I go by the path of God, and God said, women obey your husbands, and that's what I do. So I married at 13. I left school, started having babies.
God bless you, ma'am.
Because the Lord wants us to repopulate the earth, and this is the only way.
Repopulate? We're plenty populated.
We need to repopulate with the non-siren women.
Exactly.
We need to be producing good women who make good wives for our good Christian men. And none of these alien abduction women that have seemed to be infiltrating our government houses.
I like how you know the word infiltrating, true. But not the word contradiction.
It's in the Bible.
It is indeed in the Bible, ma'am, and I'm glad you read that passage. And if I can say so as one good American to another, keep fornicating. Keep copulating. We need more people like you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And to that end, I will be available for impregnation at the First Church on Main Street in Dakota. It's the only one called the First Church in Dakota. So I am currently not impregnated. So if you would like to come, if you are a good Christian man and would like to impregnate me, I will be there while my children are in school. And really, I'll be available from about noon to 3:45 p.m. The mornings are a little difficult. Just make sure that you're potent and a good Christian man.
Wait, are all your children in
school?
God
bless you, ma'am.
Most of my children are in school.
I assume only the boys?
Well, yes. I mean, the women are in, my girls, are in school, but not the traditional public school.
Ah, yes.
They take classes so that they might be good wives. It's done through the church. It's all very on the up and up.
It sounds...
Well, I would encourage all good Christian American men who can still maintain an erection to go down to the First Church in Dakota and just help our country out.
I am not going to Dakota, true believers, and I can maintain an erection. Just saying.
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of church has polygamy where women are the ones that are allowed to have multiple partners, because I've literally never heard of that before.
Now, I don't believe it's polygamy because there are no marriage ceremonies happening as part of this. I believe this is strictly copulation, fornication, and bringing forth more children from the loins of our good American women to serve our Lord Jesus.
I'm gonna play into this for a second. Where in Christianity does it say that women should have multiple partners?
Desperate times call for desperate measures, little miss.
Why is it a desperate time?
It is a desperate time because the infrastructure of our country is crumbling.
That is actually true. Our roads and bridges are definitely crumbling.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I was speaking more in a metaphorical sense, in the sense that our patriarchal power structure is falling by the wayside.
It is. And it's delightful.
It's distressing.
Well, okay.
Heavens, why should you be distressed?
I am just distressed because I'm a good American man, and I would like to see this country continue to go forward into the future the way it has always done, under the eyes and the auspices of our good Lord Jesus Christ.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's a double question. First, firstly, do you believe in justice?
Of course I do, sir.
Okay. Are you aware that justice is represented by a woman?
Sir, don't toy with me.
Also,
we all know that justice as a concept is a male concept, occasionally for artistic license, as the communists like to put it. We have to throw a sop to all of the women who are out there.
Do you also believe in liberty?
Of course I believe in liberty, sir.
Including Lady Liberty, a symbol of our country, standing vastly tall in New York Harbor.
Sir, I believe in the concept of a woman standing in the middle of a harbor made of metal and not moving from her perch so that she may welcome in the good American men who have come sailing to our shores.
Holy shit.
So you're saying you're for immigration?
No, ma'am, the immigration has already happened. The immigration happened 4 centuries ago. We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
Done.
Apparently. We're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Tyler Blake.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Mr. Blake.
I'm from Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, another Illinois.
Yeah, it's the best state.
Another two first name person here.
Tyler Blake. Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you want to call him?
I was the victim of a social justice siren.
Tell us about it, Mr. Blake.
Well, like, at first, I was, like, with you, Dr. Brierson. Mm-hmm. I was real, like, bummed out about it, because it's, like, the chick in the metal perch stuff. Like, that's where I was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But then, like, I noticed some stuff. Like, when I was at work, I didn't have to move all the heavy stuff anymore. Like, people didn't just assume that I would, like, stop eating lunch and go do it.
Okay. Do you have a forklift? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just, like, if boxes came in because I work in a lab, so they'd just be like, hey, Blake, Tyler, Blake, Blake, Blakey, Blake, Blake, that's what they call me.
You that's can a move long this. Nickname.
Yeah, it's because I'm so cool. But now they stop because they, like, think that I can't move stuff anymore, so they just move it themselves. It's not like I have to do it. I mean, it's not a big deal, but then, like, now when I go to the movies, right, I just sit next to my friends. Like, if I go, like, Vince and I go all the time, I used to, like, leave a seat in between because, like, you know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. No, but now that all my masculinity's gone, like, I just sit next to him. We share popcorn. Share popcorn, bro.
You think that's because your masculinity's gone? You haven't just grown comfortable?
This good American has been emasculated. That's exactly what I have been saying.
What's the issue? You're sharing popcorn. What's so wrong about that?
Well, I feel like it's not so bad because finally, like, I used to like ask my friends to go. I really like breakfast food and lunch food at the same time.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go to brunch with my guy friends. Guys don't do that. Not a thing. But then like
brunch is great.
Unless they're part of a lodge.
Once my masculinity, like all that stuff was gone, I just called him. We went out to brunch one day. We had the best time. I had like 3 mimosas. Vince told this great story about football. It was amazing. Like, and that made me thinking maybe like all this gender stuff is like all not, it's like a bullshit. Like maybe we could all like just get past it, right? Like both sides have things to bear. Is that am I okay, Dr. Brierson? Am I like done for?
Mr. Blake.
Yeah.
Is that it, Mr. Blake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess now it's like Ms. Blake. I don't really know.
I mean, it's okay to be Mr. Blake.
Stay strong, Mr. Blake.
Okay.
What I would caution you is that mimosas leads to homosexuality.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't.
I would caution you very much, sir.
Homosexuality might lead you to mimosas, though.
I don't know. I like mimosas, and if I were gay, it's fine.
Again, the other glib participants in this discussion do not understand what you and I understand, Mr. Blake.
Tyler, you seems like all these things that you're experiencing now are things you like.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's
so what's the problem?
Stand like, fast.
Well, what's the problem?
I'm conflicted. Like, maybe we should just all get over it. It's not a thing, but he says that it is. But I don't know if I want to be a homosexual. That's not
it
how I feel
do
like
do
I am.
You, does and, it make you a homosexual?
And, then, but
and
I
if
don't,
it did, then so what?
Yeah.
I have an aunt who died of scurvy, so I still really would like to drink the mimosas. I don't.
Sir, there is good old-fashioned American orange juice, just like the kind Anita Bryant used
to
recommend.
You go ahead and
stand fast and drink your orange juice, sir, and do not accept homosexuality into your life. I can tell you from experience that anal insertion is extremely painful.
Then you're getting it wrong.
Could I just maybe like do those things and not be gay? Could it
you
just
can.
Be a whole...
Yes. Yes, you
no,
can.
No, I'm afraid not.
Tyler,
I'm afraid not.
Tyler, can I actually ask you how, since you've been experiencing these things and, been going to brunch and actually just hanging out with your friends, how has your love life been? How have women been reacting to you?
Well, it's been bad, but also kind of good because, my girlfriend slapped me when she found out I lost my masculinity and I called the police and reported it and they didn't laugh at me since all my masculinity was gone. Before they used to be like, oh, you know, when Lila would slap me around, they'd be like, oh, you're a man, take it, it's okay. So a girl slapped you, but now they, like, take it seriously.
You're in an abusive relationship?
Well, no, we broke up.
But you were in an abusive relationship.
Yeah. But now, since I don't have, you know, they don't laugh at me anymore because they know. They're like, oh, it's Tyler Blake, his masculinity's gone. Like, maybe she's just roughing him up and it's not cool.
And you think it's only because they think your masculinity is gone?
Well, yeah, before they just say, like, oh, I'm sorry, did your girlfriend slap you? You a wuss? And now it's taken seriously. So now my love life is better.
I'm glad to hear that your love life is better, that you got out of that relationship.
Yeah.
Definitely am.
What I'm glad to hear is that you called us, Mr. Blake, because it is not too late for you to change back to be the way that you were.
Why would he want to change back? He's happier.
Because even he has said that he has been emasculated, and it is
he
not too
to
late to
brunch.
Take that back.
He gets to have brunch and not feel
brunch
guilty about
it. Brunch is the meal of the devil, sir.
I like
brunch. And the devil likes quiche.
And eggs
the devil does like quiche.
Quiche is delicious.
Mr. Yeah. Blake, I would recommend to you, I would recommend you find that ex-girlfriend of yours.
Yeah.
And if I may say the old biblical adage of spare the rod and spoil the child, I feel that you should feel free to let her know in no uncertain terms, just exactly who wears the pants in that relationship.
Or you could just, you know, never speak to her again, because that's probably the healthy thing. And also, find someone who treats you the way you deserve to be treated.
She also, is the women, one who should not be speaking.
Women can wear pants.
Sir, we do not live in communist Russia.
I mean, I'm wearing pants right now.
Yeah, Elizabeth's wearing pants.
Yes, I know, and I've been taking great pains not to look at them. Now that you bring it up, it is an unfortunate fashion choice, ma'am, that you have decided on.
And I could wear a skirt if I wanted to.
He could.
Dear God.
We have Scottish in our blood. He could totally just wear a kilt.
Yeah.
What kind of den of iniquity have I found myself in?
I mean, I almost shouldn't even tell him, but I mean, you're all worried about American values. I mean, we've got two moms and a dad.
We do.
This is worse than I thought. All right, my presence is needed here.
Oh, God. Okay, thank you so much, Tyler. We're going to take a
good
break.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, really, just keep doing you. It's fine. We're going to take a break. We're going to let Garth over here party on in his own way, and we'll come back after a couple words from our sponsors.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMEE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, Amazon!
That's what this stuff is?
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
Now you're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
I just know, that if he was here right now, he would be trying to kill this douche.
You think Roger would...
Well, I mean, he wouldn't actually kill him.
I mean,
he wasn't big
an attack
enough.
Mantis.
I mean, he was a mantis, though. He would probably would have tried to kill him. And now he's not here, and this guy is going on. And
I can forgive you because you're
shut
so
the
upset.
Fuck up. Shut
Whoa.
The fuck up.
Okay.
Seriously.
Does he normally talk like this?
Shut
no,
the fuck up.
No, he doesn't, actually.
God.
Well, hopefully I'm getting to him, then.
You're getting to me in the way that I... Let's take a caller.
Let me push the button.
Thank you.
Hey, you are on Freak of the Week.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
What's your name, person?
My name is Tyler Blake.
Wait, what?
Tyler Blake?
We just had Tyler Blake.
Another one or the same?
Are you from Joliet, Illinois?
No, I'm from Cleveland.
Cleveland,
oh.
Illinois.
All right, so we got another Tyler. I don't know why I'm not surprised.
I go by Blake.
Oh, you'll go by Blake.
Okay.
Blake, comma Tyler. Okay.
No, it's Tyler, comma Blake.
So Tyler's your last name.
Blake Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, that's completely different.
Oh, Jesus.
So your first name is Blake.
Yeah.
Okay, what do
you got a Blake and a Tyler. I'm waiting for a Camden.
I don't
call.
See
I'm
where the confusion is.
Like a Gavin.
All right, Blake, so you're on Freak of the Week. Tell us about your experiences with social justice sirens.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing right now. I'm calling from county.
County lockup?
Are we your one phone call?
Are you stupid?
Whoa.
No, I'm not.
Whoa, why you gotta be like that?
Are you stupid? Why would I use my one phone call?
Why are you being so rude,
son?
You just said you were calling from lockup.
Yeah, so
there
is your no small need woman brain saying that if you're in prison,
sake.
You get one call.
Oh my God.
You get one call. This is what's wrong with America today.
You are absolutely right, son.
They lie about everything.
What? That is true.
Everything. All of these men in here right now, we are all falsely accused by women who are looking for attention.
Oh my God, are you a rapist?
No. I am a sexualist. I have sex with women. That is
exactly.
what I do.
Oh,
and the women love it.
Oh my God.
It is an overlooked
thing. No.
They all say afterward, they're like, no, I didn't want that. And it's like, no, baby, you didn't say anything at the time. You're just having regrets because I rocked your vagina so hard.
Okay, that's it. This call is done.
Why did you cut him off?
Are you kidding me?
He was finally getting to some truth on this program.
That was a fucking rapist.
Sir, I don't think you understand what rape is.
Rape is a
Why don't you
construct.
Define it for us?
Yes, please, define it for us.
It is these
I'm
sirens.
I'm very curious.
Rape is something that these sirens have put forth as a grammatical construct.
A grammatical construct?
Correct. It is a non-existent concept. Whereas we know that women have been put on this earth to procreate and to deliver more soldiers to the word of God.
David.
There is no rape in nature, sir. It is all procreation and the continuation of the human American race.
I am honestly just fascinated watching how aghast David is, because this is literally something that I hear weekly from men. So at this point, I'm just like, yeah, sounds about like the
kind
of thing.
Well, it's good to know there are still some sensible men out there.
Yeah. Hence the invasion of the social justice sirens.
Sir, only a good American such as yourself can aid us in this quest to take America back.
Shut the fuck up.
If you were to say something
Shut
like,
the fuck up.
We would like to make it great again.
Shut the fuck up.
So, I just want to ask, especially since you're actually allowing me to speak, you've been interrupting me a lot this particular episode. Are you aware that by your definition, I am a social justice siren?
I am well aware of that, ma'am.
Shut the fuck up.
I am trying to save your brother.
Shut the fuck
up.
From you and people like you.
Oh.
There you go, David. A little reality check for you. These are the kinds of people that you let into my home.
True believers, I don't...
Your husband's home.
Oh.
Actually, it's in my name, so no,
God,
not my husband's home.
We're gonna take another caller. Hopefully somebody in their fucking right mind. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Boo-whoop! I'm a social justice siren lady version. Boo-whoop! Lady siren. Boo-whoop! Ovaries. Boo-whoop! Breastfeeding. Boo-whoop! Uterus. Boo-whoop!
Can you cut this off?
Menopause. Fallopian tubes.
What is happening?
Sucking complete.
Dear God, what was that?
I have no idea.
Dear God.
That was amazing, is what that was. Do either of you feel emasculated at all? Because, you know, she was sucking your masculinity out.
My penis has shrunk by 47% with that last call.
Well, so what's below a micropenis, then?
Do not toy with me, ma'am.
I would not toy with you ever.
This is deadly earnest.
I feel fine.
This is absolutely serious.
I feel shitty because of all the things that have been going on, but I don't feel less.
I believe that there's... Whatever. I feel a vaginal cavity developing as we speak.
Please. You'd feel wonderful if that was happening.
You, sir, are a cavity, but I would not call you a vaginal cavity.
This country is done for.
Yeah, if you're going to keep talking, we are. Jesus. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I have to say, this is probably the first, quote-unquote, mythical creature that I'm having a whole lot of fun with.
I mean,
Sir, do you understand our country is at siege here? Only
is
you.
At siege? Is at sea or under siege? What are you trying to say?
Ma'am, do not correct my diction or my grammar.
You're flabbergasted?
You, sir, are a huge diction.
Fine. Make merry of my speaking, if you will.
Oh, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I am deadly earnest.
I wish you were just
you are
dead.
Deadly earnest.
That is correct.
Like Ernest P. Worrell?
That is correct.
Okay.
Who is that?
A great American, sir. He made several instructional movies several decades ago.
Okay.
He did. It was after you...
Yeah.
He did have a TV show, though, again. But, are you okay, David? Do you need me to, like, call somebody?
Ooh,
for you?
Who are you gonna call?
Well, not the Ghostbusters.
What?
I mean, I couldn't just let that lie there.
What are you talking about? This guy is a huge nozzle and...
He's definitely a nozzle.
Sir, I reach out to you.
You don't reach out to me. I don't want you anywhere near me.
How is your penis? Is your penis, is it flaccid?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Is it flaccid? Are
yes,
you,
it's flaccid.
Are you partly erect?
No.
He's in a room with you and I. Why would he be partly erect?
Because good Americans are erect at all times, ma'am.
Oh, right. Viagra.
I... Wow. I want to take another caller, and I don't know why.
All right, let's push the button.
Caller, where are you from? Who you are?
Hey,
what's
welcome to Freak of the Week.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Callie.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Callie.
I'm from Albany.
New York?
Illinois.
Of course.
For fuck's sake, it's Illinois again. Why is it always
Illinois? I think maybe we just need a bigger antenna.
Okay, Callie, what's your call about?
I just want to say that... I mean, I think I understand what Dr. Bryerson's talking about.
You do?
A lot of guys at my college now, like, they'll even ask if they can, like, kiss you or, like, hold your hand, which I just think is so ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I mean, what happened in the good old days where I could roofie myself and see what happened?
Wait, what?
What happened to, like, me being able to get drunk just so that I could finally get with the guy that I like? You know, I just...
A time-tested American dating tradition, of course. I understand.
I just don't understand why everyone's making such a big deal. I mean, when I was growing up, if you weren't, like, a girlfriend of one of your brothers or one of your father's brothers, then you weren't anything,
Wait,
okay?
Did you just say you...
Dating your uncle?
Yeah.
You want to be the girlfriend of your father's brother.
Dating your uncle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can tell you right now that... Despite the fact that Uncle Jerome was a supermodel, neither of us ever dated our uncle.
Well, as you know, family is the cornerstone of American life. So...
What?
What I'm just saying is that this very smart young woman, from what I can tell, understands what the priorities for American womanhood should be.
She was just talking about roofing herself and whatever happens, happens.
Well, and in... addition to supporting our great pharmaceutical industry, which creates jobs for good Americans,
oh my God.
I have to say that if we were to make roofies and its ilk more available to the American populace, I think that could be nothing but a win-win situation for the good American Christian family.
I hate you.
I think that they should be given away free. As part of election rallies.
Hate you. I absolutely hate you.
Oh, sir, get your head out of your anus.
My foot is going to be in your anus in a second.
Well.
Should we take another caller? I feel like I should be angrier, but I'm so
numb
to all of this and tired of being the one that constantly has to explain to people how
angry
women deserve to be treated that I'm just going to let you take care of it.
I am angry enough for the both of us, sister.
Okay.
Do you want to take another caller? We can take
Let's take one more caller.
Caller, where you're from, what's your name? Don't tell her what.
My name is Gavin Sponge, and I'm from Salem.
Gavin Sponge?
Yes, from Salem, Indiana.
Indiana, okay.
Not Illinois.
Sounds like an Indiana accent, yes.
I'm also a victim of a lady siren? I don't know if Dr. Ryerson touched on this, but I've heard that the social justice sirens can touch non-male beings. And as a kitchen sponge, I was a non-male being.
Wait, you're a
kitchen sponge.
You're a kitchen sponge.
Yes, but now I have masculinity.
You have masculinity now.
Yeah, because I was touched by one, and now I'm alive.
All right. If
this
I can,
this is fascinating.
Let me ask the important question here.
Yeah.
Do you have a penis?
I'm waiting to grow one.
That's the important question here?
Yes.
We have a living sponge. A kitchen sponge, not like a sea sponge.
Sir, how are we going to know whether this sponge is male or female without examining the genitalia?
He just said he was male.
I'm male.
The sponge identifies as male.
I suppose you can just say you're a male or female, and there you go.
You basically said that your dick is kind of shrank into a vagina at this point. And
I was being metaphorical, sir. Let the sponge speak.
Yes, I'm fascinated.
Well, I know that I'm a male because right now I hop around the kitchen and I lift weights.
Ah,
that's what makes you male, because you hop and lift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's not wrong.
So, I'm waiting for my balls to drop.
Great.
Another important question.
So,
are you a Christian sponge?
What?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your savior?
Why?
I haven't looked into it.
I feel like the sponge would accept the woman that gave him masculinity as his Lord and Savior now that he's sentient.
Then Dawn dish soap, yeah.
And Dawn dish soap.
That makes sense. Dawn's good dish soap. They help ducks that are covered in oil.
They wash baby ducks, yeah.
I mainly wash casserole dishes.
Oh. Like fusions of leftovers.
Or moussaka.
Yeah, like that.
I would caution you that rubbing casserole dishes can lead to homosexuality.
So?
Okay.
That goes against God.
How?
So?
Do I have to explain everything as if you were children?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think you
probably should
definitely always explain yourself.
Yeah.
Dear God, go to Sunday school. It's in the Bible.
That happens in the morning.
It's,
I don't get up in the morning.
It's actually not, but... Okay.
I gotta go. The pans are piling up in the
tent. Hey, you do you.
Bye.
Gavin
was
kind of
cool. And
I kind of want to meet Gavin. I'm not gonna lie.
I wish Gavin had called earlier, then we could have talked about living sponges.
And Lord, please look over all the great American sponges.
Oh my God, I am going to kill you.
And all of the other kitchen utensils.
Oh my God.
That have been created in your image.
Use your words.
Praise Jesus, our Lord above. Amen.
David. You broke it.
Bitch.
David? What in the room is blue? Name the blue things in the room.
The American flag?
His face after I strangle him to death?
No, name the actual blue things in the room. Okay. Look around.
Okay.
Blue things in the room. Come on. Focus.
The rug. The rug.
There you go.
The rug. The rug.
Look somewhere else. Look around.
The rug.
Look around.
Your painting you gave me.
Okay, look around.
The blue painting. The blueberries. Blueberries.
The blueberries.
Blueberries.
Look around. Keep going.
Curtains.
There you go.
Curtains.
Okay.
Curtains.
What else?
Roger.
Roger's blue?
He turned blue.
How do mantises turn blue? It was the green container.
Container?
Yeah. We're going to throw out the green container. David, I know that it's unethical for me to be your therapist. Do you think that we should talk to somebody?
Talk to
somebody? Yeah, someone maybe. Hey, so that has been this episode of Freak of the Week. Garth, it has not been a pleasure having you, although you've been highly entertaining.
Fuck you, Garth.
I just hope that I've gotten the word out to some good Americans out there.
To some good Americans. Yeah. Kay. So stay tuned next time when we're probably going to be talking about something else totally ridiculous. And yeah, this has been Freak of the Week.
Freak of the Reek was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Right. Next you're going to tell me this whole thing is a figment of my imagination. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the monkeys, uncle? I don't know who Katie Brissick, Elizabeth Krulik, and Alan Morgan are, but they are going to pay the iron price. And now they want me to plug their podcast? There's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Attack of the Snack, Surreal, and Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.